Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and lights. We're talking Penn State football here. Some basketball as well coming up. We'll start with the news of the weekend, starting with a big piece of news with Lamont Wade coming from Sunday. We'll get into the transfer and recruiting conversation because it's my position. I know we've gone through a bunch of names, and Penn State's been a pretty featured, a focal point of transfers with the high number that they've had. But just the idea of where we're at in college football history, because it's an interesting time, and we're not quite sure how it's going to go. And Lamont Wade is a good point to focus on there. Mark Brennan from Fight on State will join us a little bit later. Not a better person out there to try to put what's going on right now in perspective of the program's history, because he's been there for long enough to know. We'll talk Penn State basketball, still winless in the Big Ten, really going to look at where do we go from here. So let's start, Greg, with the news from the weekend. Lamont Wade makes his declaration on Twitter on Sunday evening. He is withdrawing his name from the transfer portal. He's coming back to Penn State, ready to pursue national championships. I don't think this is a huge surprise, but with this situation and with this being so new, I had no idea how this was going to go. And I figured, you know, one of the first thoughts I had was, you know, James Franklin has always been pretty pro upward mobility of the kids who play on his team.
Right.
And part of that is he wants them to graduate early so they have options what they can do next. Transferring is not one of those options. But it strikes me that, you know, having a kid put his name in was not going to create hostility between coach and player. And you have to think that that was the case with Lamont Wade now deciding to come back.
Yeah, no question. It's had a very Tommy Stevens-like feel to it, didn't it? Where James Franklin was supportive of the reasons. Well, we don't know what the reasons were, and we don't know what James Franklin was thinking. I'm just speaking based off of what you can see from afar. But it looked to me, just reading Lamont Wade's statement, the timeline in which he came to a decision, obviously he probably didn't put his name into this portal until after the Citrus Bowl. He makes the announcement on January 27th. So we're talking about roughly a month window here. He had to look around away and assess his options. I'm sure James Franklin knew about this from the start. Obviously, I don't think it was a surprise when reports came out there that Lamont was considering other options. But, I mean, it makes sense in a way. You know, obviously, I don't think his 2018 went the way he thought it would. 2017, his first year on campus, maybe did a little bit. So I can sort of see why he maybe wanted to look around. But much like Tommy Stevens last year, I just have to think he probably discovered that the grass maybe wasn't going to be greener elsewhere, or at least it wasn't worth the risk of starting over from scratch and from day one, which is what he would have had to do with a new program. So good for him for obviously, you know, weighing his options and seeing what was out there. But at the end of the day, you know, Penn State gets back a safety that it's going to need this season and moving forward.
Yeah, and as far as the depth chart goes, I think it's a boost to that position, because I wasn't sure where the numbers were going to come from exactly. And, you know, I don't think anything's going to be handed to Lamont looking ahead to 2019, because Jonathan Sutherland, I think, is deserving of a bigger role next season. But beyond, you know, Lamont Wade, Garrett Taylor, and Sutherland, you just don't really know what else they have. John and Patrician will be a redshirt senior. Hasn't been anything more really than a special teams guy to this point. Jaquan Brisker comes through from Lackawanna College. He will arrive this summer. And Tyler Rudolph is on campus now as a true freshman. So there's a lot of uncertainty there. And Lamont Wade coming back stabilizes the ship a little bit. And I think, you know, if there's a faction of people out there who, you know, were feeling very, very uneasy about the transfer situation, having one of them come back can only help ease people's concerns. And I think that's another role Lamont Wade plays in this case.
Yeah, no question. Because keep in mind that Penn State lost Isaiah Humphreys to a transfer. Zach McPherson was in the secondary room. He is moving on. Aaron Monroe is going to grad transfer. So, I mean, Penn State was going to be in a position if Lamont Wade left where it was really, really hurting on numbers. Now, look, I think at this moment in time, Jaquan Brisker coming in as the NJCAA, I think I got that right, All-American, which is just an All-American at the junior college level. But at any rate,
you just had to show off your knowledge of abbreviations.
I just had to think really hard about that one. But no, I mean, he obviously had a tremendous couple years at Lackawanna College before he transferred in to Penn State. So he's going to be probably, I don't know if he's the leader in the clubhouse for that job, but if he's 1A, Lamont Wade's probably 1B at this point, and then some other guys will factor in. I guess it wouldn't be a shock to see Tyler Rudolph contribute right away. Last I saw him, though, I'll be curious if you had a good look at him in the spring. Last we saw him at a recruiting camp in New Jersey back last April. So, I mean, we're talking almost darn close to a year ago, about 9 months. He was a little bit skinny then. I'll be curious to see how much he bulked up. That'll be as big a part of anything when it comes to whether or not he can play this year. But Lamont Wade will be right in that conversation now to try and replace Nick Scott. There's no question. And I think this should quell a lot of concerns that Penn State fans had, because all the guys that are transferring that we know of at this point, they all make sense. They got their degree and or they will have their degree by May. And most of them think they can find more playing time elsewhere. So, you know, I think there's something to be said that they're going to leave with their degree. That's what they came to Penn State for. That's what James Franklin honestly preaches. So if you buy into that, you believe that, then you also have to be willing to accept it, because these guys are taking heavy course loads to graduate in 3 years or 3.5 years, that they might take up then the opportunity to go play somewhere else and not sit out a year if they think it can get them on the field faster. And ultimately, now that the education is in their back pocket, get on to the next step, which is going to the NFL.
We're not done talking about this topic. We'll circle back to it.
We'll never a little bit later in the show. Yeah, about the portal.
Always the portal. So we'll talk about really the bigger picture stuff, kind of the stuff that you're hinting at there in a few minutes coming up on the show. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Check it out at GoPSURV.com. Check it out, especially for the blue-white game coming up in April. And looking ahead, it's never too early to plan for the 2019 season as well. Once again, GoPSURV.com. One of those transfers, Greg, found a home over the weekend. Alex Gellerstedt, the offensive tackle, transferring to Virginia. Seems like a pretty good fit. Is he a grad transfer?
Yes, okay, will be.
So he will be a grad transfer at the end of May, so he'll get a chance to have eligibility right away at Virginia. And it's working out that maybe you're losing Alex Gellerstedt to Virginia and they're courting R.J. Proctor, the offensive lineman from Virginia. Might be a Virginia to Penn State swap.
Yeah, I think that Penn State would probably take that deal. I mean, Proctor has at least started some at the college level. Gellerstedt hasn't been able to crack the starting lineup yet. He played just one game in 2017. I mean, again, he's one of those guys that when he was a recruit, and this goes for almost all offensive linemen, and R.J. Proctor was the same way when he was a recruit going to Virginia. I mean, it's a tough position to project, and sometimes you see a guy come in and you say he is going to need to make gains in X, Y, and Z, or he's not going to play. I know that's every position, but it seems to be more so the offensive line, because you have to be able to bulk up to a point to play in the Big Ten, keep the foot speed and or the ability to stay with some of these incredibly quick tackles if you're playing inside, or at least be able to handle them from a physicality standpoint. And then you have to mesh with the four other guys and break into a starting lineup in a position where most guys don't start unless they're extraordinary or the situation they enter is extraordinary, don't start until 2 or 3 years into the program. So for Gellerstedt, I think that, you know, you can look at it one of two ways. You can say, and there were a couple emails that came in Sunday night that said, well, clearly something's wrong with Penn State because this guy has a shot for the open tackle position, and why would he possibly consider leaving when that's the case? Well, you can look at it the other way and say he was probably behind Rashid Walker on the depth chart last season, and now Anthony Wiggin comes in, is big guy, you know, 300 pounds, and most project him to fight Rashid Walker for that job, and Gellerstedt wasn't a name that was being thrown around to do that, even though, you know, by just looking at the depth chart, he would be in the conversation. So I think that's one of those cases where you have to assume that people within the program, including Gellerstedt himself, knew what was going on, knew what the writing on the wall was. And because of that, he was able to, you know, look into other opportunities and hopefully things work out for him at the Cavaliers.
So this is kind of one of those things, and I guess you could probably say this about a number of these transfers, where guys came in, they were fine as recruits. They came in at a good time for Penn State where they needed to build depth. But at the same time, you've seen Penn State's recruiting really hit another level in 2018 and again in 2019. And you have some of these guys who are really young and really talented starting to make it clear that the writing was on the wall for a guy like Alex Gellerstedt. So a fresh start at Virginia. You hope for the best for him down there. Nick Cross, four-star safety from Dematha Catholic, committed to Florida State, taking an official visit this weekend. I know there was a big visit weekend this past weekend.
And we should
– So why don't you catch me up on what these visits are and what do you think they mean, especially when it comes to Nick Cross getting a visit late.
Well, let's start with Nick Cross, because if you're not very bright like me, you thought that the thing he tweeted out Sunday night of him in a Penn State uniform meant that he was on campus this past weekend.
You could have read it either way.
You could have, yeah. But let's just set the record straight that he was not, and he's visiting campus this coming weekend, so February 1st, 2nd, I guess, whichever.
Yeah.
However the calendar would like to fall. He's coming in then. So, I think for Penn State, obviously, it's a huge opportunity. Lamont Wade staying is a big deal. You still need depth in that safety room. And because of that, get the chance to have Nick Cross come to camp. I'm going to call him Nick Scott one too many times.
Yeah.
But Nick Cross, to get him to come to campus, that's a big deal. The recruiting weekend this past weekend, yet again, it sticks to the theme of the James Franklin era at this point, which is that huge, big visiting recruiting weekends don't draw commitments typically. By the time they end, I mean, you can go back in James Franklin's first year in 2014. I remember Ryan Bates and Jarvis Miller came to campus to commit. And it's not to say that they never get guys to commit the same day as these big functions, but it seems more often than not, Dustin, that they get all these guys on campus and you're expecting a firework or two, and it doesn't and typically work out that way. But the names watched coming out of it: Doug Nestor, four-star offensive lineman, Ohio State commit, West Virginia product. I think they have a good chance to flip him. He's a four-star, could be a guard at the tack or a tackle at the next level. TJ Jones, the receiver from Florida, like where they stand with him. He's a three-star, very quick guy from Lake City. I know that there's this feeling out there that Jaquais Sorrells, Penn State got in too late, and he's going to go to South Carolina because of it. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm reading too much into his social media, but I think Penn State has a better chance than a lot of people think of landing him. He's a four-star defensive tackle, the kind of guy you need to get, in my opinion. Because you look at South Carolina, every year they have a couple dominating defensive linemen. And even though they're not, necessarily knocking down the door to compete for titles or anything, but you got to start getting guys like that. So it's important to have him on campus. And then Joseph Darkwall comes all the way from New Germany. We'll see. I have no idea how to read the tea leaves in that recruitment.
I don't think there's any to read. DeJuan Jones is another one, the 6'8", 360-pound dude from Indiana. You're shaking your head. Thumbs down on that one.
Yes.
I was going to ask. All right. So we'll circle back to Lamont Wade and the transfer conversation in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.